USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As Michigan deals with the worst COVID-19 outbreak in the country, the state's governor is calling on the White House to send more vaccines. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's asked for more shots for several weeks to help control the spread in her state. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the federal government should start sending extra resources to areas where COVID outbreaks are happening. He tells CBS News that dealing with outbreaks will require a different strategy going forward.
We need to think differently about this pandemic. If you look at all the planning for past pandemics, the flu planning that we've done in the past, even planning for bioterrorism incidents, it always contemplated surging resources into hotspots. It never perceived that there was going to be a confluent national epidemic, but there were going to be localized outbreaks. That, in fact, is likely what we're going to see going forward. We're not going to see a confluent epidemic, but we'll see these hotspots. So we need to get in the habit of trying to surge resources into those hotspots to put out those fires of spread.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
More pressure is being put on the CDC to allow cruise ships to sail again.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Hideki Matsuyama has captured his first major title, hanging on Sunday to win the Masters. He was one over on the day to finish 10 under for the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Changes are coming to the country's largest retailer. Tim Berg has the details.
McDonald's is closing many of its outlets in Walmart stores as more customers shop online or pick up their food orders at the drive-thru window. Only about 150 locations will remain at Walmart's nearly 3,600 supercenters nationwide. The retail giant confirming the plans to convert former McDonald's locations into other types of restaurants or shops. The move comes as shoppers rely more on e-commerce to avoid visiting stores during the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Despite calls to make vaccinating the military against COVID-19 mandatory, 40% of people are declining the shot. Jeremy Scott has more.
Pentagon officials say about 75,000 Marines have taken at least one COVID shot compared to 48,000 Marines who have declined. This new report comes after the Department of Defense in February reported that about a third of U.S. troops have turned down the vaccine. Several Democrat lawmakers sent a letter to President Joe Biden last month requesting that he make the vaccine mandatory for all U.S. military members. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Olympic officials in Tokyo say that athletes who come down with minor symptoms of COVID-19 will be housed in a hotel away from the athletes' village. Organizers are working on securing around 300 hotel rooms to provide a place for any athletes who are infected to quarantine during the games this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.